This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Jane Steinberg.
Dr. Marie Batchelor, who does channeling, she's a healer, and she started out in the universe as a medical doctor before all this happened, and Dr. Robert Davis. Now, Robert, I wanted to go back to you for a moment here, because you had said when you first approached us about Marie, she was the real deal. How did you perceive it on your end?
I know she's the real deal, and I could only prove it through my experience. There's no way I can scientifically, so to speak, validate it. And everybody listening to her explain her abilities, you know, shouldn't believe it 100%, but keep an open mind. And if they're curious, the only way to believe it is to experience it. And the only way to do that is to have a session with Dr. Batchelor, MarieBatchelor.com, on her website, to know whether or not it works. When she did her two separate sessions on me on two back-to-back days, I felt the energy. I saw other people in the room have a similar reaction to me. It feel the energy. And for me personally, I began coughing for 15 minutes straight, literally. That's never happened to me. My head was spinning left and right constantly. My facial muscles were involuntarily twitching. My body was involuntarily shaking. Yet I was lucid. I was conscious. I was questioning myself, saying, what the heck is going on here? With eyes wide open, watching other people writhe in different ways, reacting to whatever energy she's obtaining and directing into us. I have referred, in fact, other friends of mine quite recently to have Skype sessions with her. And guess what? They say they perceive reality as it's magical, as if they're perceiving the world through the eyes of a child in a very positive, constructive way. And they want more sessions with her. Here again, I'll talk to them about my experiences with Dr. Batchelor in Australia, and they'll note it, they'll consider it. Will they believe it? No, not 100%. They shouldn't. They could only accept it as being true or not by experiencing it. And otherwise, it's just words and one's gullibility or error in inductive reasoning to make one a believer or not. I was skeptical beforehand. I'm not anymore because, again, I had an experience. In my, you know, and people listening to this will say, well, it's a psychotic episode. It's a hypnotic event. No, it's not. People don't have such positive, extraordinarily positive effects, as well as healing, like psychic surgery. I had a friend who had severe pain in his leg. He had a session with her, and he has been fine ever since, despite suffering for a long period of time from a possible compressed nerve. She's like a psychic surgeon. And here again, what gets my attention is not only has life been much more positive for me 24/7 ever since I've had these sessions with her, they've been validated through other people's experiences, which confirms mine. And when I meditate, I have these involuntary shakings with a positive feeling as well. That is beautiful. But as a scientist, I needed that confirmation. And by looking at theories in quantum physics as it applies to the UFO phenomenon, I see some parallels between the quantum theory of consciousness proposed by Dr. Regan Mitchell, the synchronized universe model proposed by Claude Swanson, who's also a member of FREE, among others, that tries to explain with some degree of accuracy, but not with irrefutable conclusions, because it's not proven, what is going on here? How do you explain ESP, remote viewing, distant healing, which is in the case of Dr. Batchelor, among all other types of paranormal, unexplainable events? Dr. Batchelor's abilities, UFOs, are just two distinctly different kinds of phenomena among many, many others that we don't have a firm understanding of, yet we know they're being experienced by so many people throughout the eons.
But why, Robert, even separate them? Why not assume that there's one cause for all this unusual stuff?
And that may very well be the case. We take the position that all of these anomalous phenomena, or at least a wide class of them, are interrelated. Yes, there is, may very well be, I should say, one underlying foundation or explanation that gives rise to these various distinctly different types of phenomena, distant healing, NDEs, out-of-body experience, whatever. Your listeners know what I'm talking about, but we do think that there is a commonality to it. It might have something to do with a life force, another space-time environment, or another intelligence. Us, ourselves, may be driving it somehow, or maybe something unique to the brain that we simply do not understand in 2017. So it could be anything, but it's as a scientist, I do look to science for answers, and the only possible answers lie, it seems, in the field of quantum physics. But again, it's highly theoretic. The main thing is whether or not one experiences whatever the phenomena is and decides or makes a judgment based on one's experience or interaction with it. That's the key. Trying to, however, understand what governs and regulates it, that's very important too, of course. And Free is attempting to do that. We're not going to be successful in our lifetime. I don't know when the answers will appear, but the point is science needs to focus more attention to this. Ufology certainly doesn't. Science, in terms of mainstream science, does not, unfortunately. But there are many experiments in ESP and non-locality, among other types of experiments that on mental intuition that do document quite forcibly with statistical significance that demonstrates consciousness may be independent of the brain and possess a unique force that can have actual effects on physical systems remote from the individual as well as other physiological attributes in people, other people. And we don't have time to get into it now, of course. In fact, I just wrote a book, Life After Death, An Analysis of the Evidence. It'll be out next fall. I talk about it. You can go on to experiencer.org and read articles on it on the Free website. If one wishes, can make an appointment with Marie to see if that phenomenon is valid for them. There's certainly no guarantees, but it's, I think, certainly worth a try. In my case, I'm a believer for personal reasons. Can I prove it to you? Obviously not.
Let's move on. Okay. Yeah. Marie, I have a few questions for you from our audience, and maybe we can continue to try to understand what's basically happening here. Again, we have questions from our listeners. I can't get all of them through, but I will get a few. William Strathman asks you, Dr. Batchelor, at your website, you begin your philosophy page with, people don't realize the matrix is galactic. Many don't understand that the gods of the old religions, the great beings and ascended masters that people are going to temples and bowing to, are really multidimensional galactic beings. So question number one. Could you describe your current worldview that now includes these galactic beings and how it differs from your views of reality prior to your awakening?
Well, prior to my awakening, I had no understanding of other realities other than the one that presents in what I call the 3D. After my awakening, I became aware that there was something going on from an energetic point of view that was not known or spoken of in this reality in mainstream.
We'll continue with this response from Marie Batchelor and more. I'm Gene Steinberg. Chris O'Brien's on special assignment. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we have Dr. Marie Batchelor, Dr. Robert Davis, and Marie was telling us a response to a question from our listeners. Now, the things that you know here, are these things you looked up? things you feel, things you researched, things you were told, what?
It was a combination of things. I started to feel things and then researched it. And initially I started with the mystical side of religions and particularly Hinduism. It was through sort of reading texts and stories of great beings and realized beings that I was starting to put two and two together that, you know, I was experiencing something that they were describing. And it was then actually at a conference, you know, going back over a year, where I actually met Mary Rodwell, who was describing people's experiences with the UFO phenomenon and also being so-called visited by extraterrestrials. And it was on her description of that that I got the most amazing aha moment, that actually it was all interrelated. It was all the same thing. On understanding that, further researched and read sort of with greater sort of understanding into the mystical side of the religions, and realized that these gods that they were talking about were actually what I would describe as galactic beings.
Excuse me, I want a definition here. Galactic beings, that implies space people.
Yeah.
What's a galactic being?
Well, look, I think a galactic being is a being that comes from a different dimension or different frequency band of our multiverse. Now, these are concepts that are extremely hard to understand. However, it's not only an experience and a knowing, but it's, you know, collating the evidence and research that people are bringing forward of what they're actually experiencing, and then realizing that this is also what they were talking about in ancient times of God people, you know, the gods landing on the planet and directing people and helping them understand things. And we're going back to ancient times.
So therefore, India. The beings that landed in ancient times were physical beings?
I believe they were physical beings. I believe that people were seeing things and saying, oh, these are gods, the gods of our time. And I think there was a physical presence. I think that they have continued to visit, but they have come for most people in the form of a sense of energy. And I think this is where people say, oh, I was visited by an angel, or I had some guide come to me. And I think that that is the same thing. Yeah, so, it's, and, you know, and then people saying that they've been visited by an alien presence, a being that actually looks humanoid, isn't human, that somehow enters into their room, into their space, and they have an experience with that. And my belief, my understanding, and from the research that I have done and from the work that I do with people, it appears to be the same thing. And certainly the experience that people have, it's a similar sort of experience, people feeling a vibrational presence, people feeling uplifted, people feeling a shift in their understanding of who they are, and a sense of well-being and connectedness and support. And it is generally a positive thing. And certainly the work that I do with people, it is always a positive thing.
All right. You also say there are powerful beings, both human and off-world, with negative agendas. If so, do you think that any of these powerful beings are out-and-out liars about what they claim during channeling?
I think potentially that that is a possibility. I think that there are negative and positive beings. I think at the moment we have a greater presence of the positive beings, the benevolent ones who are here trying to shift human consciousness to help the planet evolve and so that humanity does survive. That is my belief. However, I do feel that there are some negative beings that have their own agendas that are trying to keep us, in a sense, closed to the greater understanding of who we really are. And I do believe that sometimes the information that comes forward is not always benevolent. And that's, again, just from me researching and listening to people's experiences and collating the information for myself and my understandings. And they're the conclusions I've come to.
Okay, so this is not an objective thing. It's your feeling these people are telling you the truth. These people are beings. So, therefore, have you developed any protocols that alert you to such lying, if there is lying?
Look, I have what I would call a great energetic discernment. I get a very strong sensation that tells me whether something that I'm being told or experiencing is of a positive or negative vibe, if you like.
You feel it's mm-hmm. truthful.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you feel maybe something isn't. It's all about what you feel, not what you know or what you can prove.
Absolutely. And this is where it becomes very difficult, because our mainstream understanding doesn't have a way of interpreting this. And again, it just goes back to experience. And, you know, my former self wouldn't have had any idea of what I was talking about. However, you know, I can only explain that the best way is that I just get a deep knowing, a deep vibrational sense of whether something's benevolent, whether something's truthful, whether something's of the highest level of information.
Okay, but is it possible here that whatever mm-hmm. force you're in touch with knows how to fool you and makes you feel it's positive and true, but they're just playing games?
That, look, you know, I guess anything's possible. However, if I felt that there was, that it was not for my greater good or for the greater good of other people, you know, look, I certainly wouldn't be doing this form of work. However, and also I think just from the results, people feel better. They look better. People tell them that they look younger. Their medical conditions seem to improve. So if it was of a negative, a negative agenda, I don't believe that we would be having these positive results.
Your website says you want to wake people up. And Marduk mm-hmm. asked this question. My question would be, to wake them up from what and to what?
So the waking up is basically activating a person so that they can perceive a multidimensional reality, so that they have an understanding of the truth of who they are, so they can connect to what I would call their higher self, which actually brings in a feeling of well-being, peace, love, joy, beyond a level of previous experience. It becomes a background feeling for people, as opposed to what I see in a lot of people where they're running low-grade anxiety, fear, depression, guilt, shame, and those negative emotions that seem to actually, you know, run a lot of people. So the waking up is bringing in these frequencies and activating people so that they have a more positive experience of life.
We've got more to come with Dr. Marie Batchelor, Dr. Robert Davis. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We continue talking to Dr. Marie Batchelor. Now, in listening to you here, how does what you experience and describe differ from someone who undergoes a religious conversion of any religion?
Look, I think it's very similar in that they experience something. However, it's the interpretation. And I think through a lot of religious beliefs, it becomes quite limiting. And so, you know, without being religious myself and not having a particular following, I think that sort of gives me the a broader perspective of things. But I think the actual experience is one and the same. I think a energetic frequency comes in and a person gets to feel different. Now that can present for them with their belief systems as I was visited by God or I was visited by Jesus or an angel or however they wish to interpret it. And again, interpretation is always up for, their mind, their belief systems. So I think it is very similar. And this is where I'm trying to link things. It's really saying what is going on? What is the mystical side that where all religions meet and where we can actually meet with science?
So what you think causes this may very much be as valid as someone who was Jewish or Christian or Muslim and may feel that's the cause of what they experience. Your feeling is on the same area, that this is your feeling, they have their feeling, but maybe one can be as valid as the other, or what? Or are we interpreting that experience accurately or in conformity with what we might expect? I mean, you're a scientist, you may look at things in more of a science fiction and fantastical premise.
Mm-hmm. Look, I think the experiences that people are having in their various religions at the in the highest perspective, it is all the same. You know, I believe this is where it all links, that, you know, we're talking about the same thing, but it's just through the a person's interpretation and belief system. And I think the advantage for me is I really didn't come with a belief system. I was non-religious, non-spiritual when this happened to me. So I was extremely open to all religions and all understandings with my research and just saying, well, where is this all linked? How does this all link? And, you know, I think that was an advantage for me because I certainly wasn't coming from a background of a particular religious understanding.
Okay, so the key here is that you think they're multidimensional galactic beings is as valid as someone saying this is Jesus Christ.
Well, I guess it's up to everybody's interpretation, and, you know, how somebody views their experience is definitely a personal thing. I guess my understanding is that I've researched it across many religions, and that's where I've come from my conclusions.
This is not something you can objectively prove. It is simply what you feel based on what research you've done or what experiences you've had.
Look, absolutely. And also from the experiences that the patients have in my presence. So I'm not only looking at my feelings, my understandings, my knowings, but what the patient is actually feeling and seeing. So that's where I'm sort of basing my understanding.
Let's take a look at your patients and what you can do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people will say placebo effect. They believe they're feeling better. They have an enjoyable session with you, and everybody is feeling relieved, feeling uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
Is there physical evidence that anything has happened other than people feeling better?
Well, the physical evidence during the session is often revealed by, as Dr. Robert Davis just described, sort of shaking and twitching and, you know, different spontaneous movements. The other thing is a number of people reporting what they're seeing happens to me, which I have found completely fascinating, where they'll look at me and say that I have shape-shifted, that I actually have taken on the form of something else. Now, this just has blown my mind. You know, again, coming from a scientific medical background, I've just sort of gone, what are they talking about? But I've had a significant number of people tell me that when I'm doing the work, they will see the best way they would describe it is like frequencies that make me look like something else.
Everybody nowadays has a smartphone with a camera.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone who has undergone your therapy or treatment or session thought to try to take a picture of you after you've shape-shifted?
Look, they haven't, and that's interesting. I actually have never even thought to do it. I guess we're so deeply into the session, I haven't thought to do that. Interestingly, I wondered with my Skype sessions, was this going to be possible? Because, and you know, I am getting people even on Skype saying occasionally that they're seeing me shapeshift. But no, I haven't actually got any photographic evidence of it. And, you know, it's not everybody's experience. I mean, you know, Dr. Robert Davis, I don't think actually has experienced that. And that's, you know, it is quite, it's different for every individual.
So most people will just see you, what, go into a trance or what?
Look, it's not a trance. It's more just a very relaxed state where they seem to drop their anxieties and their fears and just feel different things happening to them. They'll just feel different sensations, things leaving their body, an upliftment. Sometimes they'll have spontaneous crying with relief. You know, others, you know, it's just a joyous feeling.
Okay, I'm talking about you.
Oh, me?
What will they see? Assuming it's not the shape-shifting thing. What will they see you do when you have the session?
Well, some people won't see anything, and others will see what they would describe as light around me, or a sort of flickering almost like a staticky sort of thing around me. Some people have reported that they can see a sort of energy field expanding. Some have said they can see energy coming out of my hands or out of my eyes. And, you know, this is what they will report to me. But again,
and nobody ever takes out their camera to take a picture.
No.
All right. Now, let's look into what happens here. You do personal sessions. You also do Skype. So mm-hmm. one does not have to be in your presence to have this session or this treatment.
Mm-hmm. And again, I have found that absolutely fascinating that I can sit on the other side of the world and bring in these frequencies for people and they can have significant healing experiences.
Okay, significant healing experiences. I'm going to ask you about that. If I come in there with a backache, is that something you can address? If I come in there with a sore throat, or I have a person who I was interviewing and we ran into a connection problem and we'll have to redo the interview in a few days for my technology show, he's undergoing an operation to remove his gallbladder. Now, if it comes to Dr. Batchelor, can she take care of that so he doesn't need the surgery?
It actually depends on a person's receptivity. I have always had positive results. People will always experience something, but the degree that their healing will take place not only depends on me, it seems to depend on their receptivity.
Let's go into more of this. I'm interested in the receptivity and these factors as we progress with Dr. Marie Batchelor explaining her abilities at healing. And Dr. Robert Davis, I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Neighbors, I want to tell you about my favorite graphics app. It's the award-winning Graphic Converter. You know, Graphic Converter is the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features. And most important, it's easy to use. It's also far less expensive than that other app that you can only get by subscription. You know, the one I'm talking about. What's more, you can get 20% off with your order right now. So write this down to learn about Graphic Converter. Go to www.lemkesoft.de/gene. Let me spell that. www.lemkesoft.de/gene.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
And we continue here with Dr. Marie Batchelor and Dr. Robert Davis. I'm being very specific and questioning her about her abilities.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if a person has a physical ailment that you mm-hmm. as a medical doctor would diagnose in the routine way, mm-hmm. they can come to you, and obviously not in every case because you're not claiming that, in some mm-hmm. cases get relief. Again, is that complete relief from a physical condition or less pain? What?
In some cases, it's complete relief. In some cases, it's just a decrease in their pain. It depends. Some people will then have further sessions and they will certainly get, you know, ultimate full relief. But again, you know, as I said, it depends on a person's receptivity. Now, I can't determine that. It's something to do with their ability to feel the energies. But I know that there are positive results for everybody that I've done sessions with. They will experience some shift, and whether it's an emotional upliftment or it's a complete reduction of pain, it depends on the individual.
So this is basically based on dealing with pain. It's not like you break your arm, you come there and the arm gets better.
You know, I would certainly say for any emergency treatment that people need to seek normal medical help. And I would also say for people's medical conditions, if they feel comfortable seeing, you know, in being involved with mainstream medicine and they're getting relief, then that's fine. I am just, you know, often helping people that really tried everything and they haven't found relief, or they're facing some form of treatment that just seems unpalatable for them, so they'll speak to me about it.
Okay, but we're not talking about curing or controlling or dealing with serious diseases. You're not fixing the broken arm, the broken tooth, the toothache, or the possibility of cancer or the need to have an appendix or gallbladder removed. That stuff is not on your radar.
Look, you said toothache. I can certainly assist people with toothache. I've never been able to prove that I could heal broken bones or broken teeth. I'm sure that actually anything is possible. I'm not claiming that I could do it, but from what I have seen and understood, I believe that anything is possible. I certainly don't put anything out there that I claim to cure cancer. But I'm sure I help people with relieving their symptoms and also helping them with their ability to cope with it, particularly.
Okay, it sounds to me, though, that the biggest thing you're doing is making people feel better about themselves. It's not really necessarily doing anything except affecting their belief system. Well, you know, the headache isn't bothering me anymore. I'm not feeling as weak. I'm feeling more awake. That's just a feeling. It's not like curing a disease.
I think that, I mean, some people have reported that their disease has been cured, and certainly some people have had structural changes in their physicality that have taken place, so that they will have felt that something has shifted. They'll notice that their facial structure has changed slightly, or their limp has gone. I had a woman the other day who'd had a bit of a foot drop after a stroke, and she wrote back to me after the session and said her foot drop is a lot less. She finds that she can walk more easily. So there are physical changes going on. But, yes, this, one of the significant things is the feeling of well-being. Fantastic. I mean, if people can feel better about themselves and feel more joyous, more peaceful, more harmonious, fantastic. I think that that's, you know, half our human battle solved right there, the fact that we're starting to feel better being, you know, in the world.
You sound like a religious counselor or someone who's practicing psychology.
I think it's a combination. I really think it's a combination of applying a spiritual perspective with counseling, but it also has a vibrational frequency effect. And that's what I find, you know, fascinating about my work, that there is definitely a vibrational frequency effect.
I'm still, you know, kind of dim on this vibrational frequency effect. It sounds to me it's just like feeling better about yourself, and you can have any interpretation. As I said, you can call it vibrational frequencies. You can say you're in contact with galactic beings, but you really don't know. It's just your feeling.
Well, you know, I guess I've had so much feedback in so many different ways that by collating the information, I'm starting to formulate further and further understanding of what's going on. But again, it's difficult to prove. I mean, I can only tell you people say I shapeshift. I can only tell you that people feel better, that they actually have less foot drop, or their visual acuity has improved. Or during the session, they felt vibration, their body started to shake, or they just felt a slight humming throughout their whole body. This is what people are telling me. How do we measure it? I don't know. You know, the patient is saying they've noticed this, and it's happening time and time and time again.
Visual acuity. So I'm nearsighted, okay? I have to wear glasses or contact lenses. There are physical reasons, as you know, as a medical doctor, why someone might be nearsighted. So are you saying if I undertake one of these treatments, and I have no expectation positive or negative, if I undertake one of these treatments, there's a possibility that maybe I can throw away the glasses, or at least my vision will be a little bit better? What about the astigmatism?
Yeah, look, I would say that there is a possibility that these conditions can improve. I don't claim to definitely be able to do anything, because it does depend on a person's receptivity. But I have done work with people who say they feel the energies in the muscles of their eye, and they have felt that their astigmatism has improved.
Right, now, but you can take an eye test.
And, you know, so far I haven't actually had anybody who said, wow, I've thrown away my glasses. They have just said, they've claimed that they are seeing things more clearly. It's brighter, colors are brighter, and, you know, their vision appears more, there's a greater clarity to their vision. Now, I haven't actually had anybody so far who's actually had a session and said, could you improve my vision? That's actually not something anybody's actually asked me. They've told me about some of their eye problems that I've been able to improve. Visual acuity, I haven't actually done. It would be interesting to work with somebody over time and get them to be tested pre and post, you know, a healing session or a number of healing sessions. And I think potentially anything is actually possible. But, you know, it's early days relatively for me. It was 2014 when this significant event happened for me in the temple, and then brought in more of these abilities. and it is growing, or, you know, my abilities and capabilities are, you know, improving all the time. So, yeah, we, you know, this is something that I would look into. And, you know, hopefully, wouldn't it be fantastic if this is a possibility?
Well, but you're saying here, of course, if someone says they see more clearly, that is something they can go to an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, sit down there before all the measuring equipment and take an eye test and see, you know, hey, I no longer need minus 350 diopters. Sure. I can go with 3.
Yep, sure.
Sure, that's fine. So that would be a way to objectively demonstrate
Absolutely.
This. Okay.
And, you know, that's something that I'll be looking out for. But, you know, I actually, it just hasn't come up in that somebody's, you know, gone and done that. But certainly.
Okay. So let me talk about the methodology a little bit more here as we progress for our final 4 segments. And by the way, Robert, if you want to chime in, you're free to do so at this point. I just wanted to try to understand what's going on here. All right. So I could take a session in your office or wherever you do your practice, or I could connect with you on Skype. How about a telephone? I don't have Skype and lousy internet connection like we had today. Can I call you on the phone and say, let's do something?
I have done work with people just with audio only, and there has been definite positive results. Personally, I prefer to have the visual as well, because I like to see what, you know, how the person's experiencing what's happening for them. That's very helpful for me. But certainly at times, if I've had Skype problems, I have had to go to purely just audio. And yes, there has been definite improvement and definite experiences. I mean, I've had people who've spontaneously cried, and actually, you know, I can hear them on the other end of the phone, you know, actually having a significant outburst of tears or emotion, and I've just had to hold an energetic space for that to be processed.
Let's go and continue this in our next segment with Dr. Robert Davis, Dr. Marie Batchelor. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items, and entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.